BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily. On it, real or no real, with Charlie Sloth. And the magazine calls are back, where we call the real-life story magazines, try and sell them some stories. Also, when partners get jealous when you work with fit people. And we call some more fish pie sous, those random numbers in your phone book. You don't know who they are.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
All right, Chris?
Yeah.
Feeling a bit old today?
Well, yes, because I'm doing something very exciting tomorrow morning, which involves it's like swinging from trees and things like that.
Oh, is it one of those one-day things you can go on?
Yeah, and it's great. There's this course that's up in the trees, and then you swing between. You have a harness and things like that, and you climb ropes and swing between trees. And it looks great.
Sounds like a right adventure.
But I am getting emails referring to me as a baboon. And as
do you feel like you're being, do you feel like you're being talked to like a child?
Yes. So to do this thing that I want to do, I'm concerned that I'm basically having to, and I'm replying to these emails as well. I'm just trying to find one.
What are you putting? Hi, baboon here. But just saying, I'm all set for tomorrow.
It's like I had an email saying, really looking forward to you swinging by. All gorillas must arrive by 10 o'clock.
Do you feel like you've joined the kids' club on holiday?
Yeah.
Where you just dance by the speakers.
That's exactly it. It's one of those things that I know I really want to do, but I'm probably a bit too old for it.
Hi, gorillas. Thanks for swinging by.
That's it.
Remember, all baboons must be here by 10:30 sharp.
That's what I'm doing. I'm replying. Hello. Going, sure.
You're hearing it in your head as a CBBC voice, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit like there's this place I heard. You know, it's like one of those places where there's ball ponds and slides and ropes and
don't you
like
ever look
inside.
At those? And think, I want to go in those, like those play zone places.
That's it.
I just want to jump in. Too old.
But I heard of one where you can go if you're an adult, but they open up late at night.
They have like an adult night.
Yeah, and it's amazing.
No, not an adult night.
No, because it's amazing because there's all these grown ups in there jumping in the ball ponds and things like that.
Can we go to that?
I would love to do it, but I think it must be the same thing. You get emails saying the same that you would if you were a kid.
No, it's just a bit weird.
It's a bit weird, but I don't know. I'm really excited about this thing tomorrow. And should I be a bit... should I just go along with the gorilla thing? Because I am.
Absolutely.
Should I feel ashamed about that?
No, I don't think you should feel ashamed at all. I think you need to get fully involved with it.
Yeah.
In fact, when you arrive tomorrow, just be like, hello, I'm a baboon.
Do your patronising...
Hello. Thanks for swinging by. Hi, baboons. How did I never get a job on CBBC?
I don't know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Let me know who the random number in your phone is. 81199. So, Sam, tell me about the number in your phone. Who are they in as?
Well, I've got this number on my phone, which is named Studs, and I have no clue who it might be.
How long's the number been there, do you reckon?
Since last summer, I think.
So someone you met maybe in the summer called Studs.
Yeah, I think I got quite a lot of numbers at Reading Festival and I met quite a few people. I volunteered up there as a steward, so
okay.
I met quite a few people kind of didn't see again. So it might be one of those, but I can't be sure.
So it's either someone with a lot of studs kind of in them, like in their face or whatever, or it's a couple of people that were quite stud-like, or it might be a band.
Yeah, it could be anything.
But you don't remember them at all, no?
No, I don't know. I can't think of anywhere else the number could have come from apart from Reading Festival, so I'm pretty sure it was there. But apart from that, no, I'm not clear.
Well, that's a good clue. That's more than we often have to go on.
Worryingly here, I was at Reading Festival. Could I be said stud?
Wow. I don't know, maybe. Awkward. We'll ring the number and find out.
Awkward, crack on. Turn the phone to silent.
Yes. Are you ready to give Studs a call?
I am, yeah.
Okay. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Just try and work out who they are. Sometimes what happens is it just kind of goes, and you remember all of a sudden. So good luck.
Hello?
Hello, it's Sam. How are you? Hello? Hello?
Now that person seems to have hung up.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
And she hung up as soon as you said your name.
Have you upset this person?
I don't think so.
Well, I think the story so far is that I think this is a girl. So now I'm thinking the piercings route.
Do you remember anyone with a lot of piercings or just a few?
Oh, yeah. No, there was that. There was, I know who it is now. Yeah. There was, there was this girl in her chest, like 6 inches down from her neck.
Right, so we were going to help you with this and you just answered it yourself.
Well, no, we have helped.
We've helped by her going, hello?
Yeah.
It's a girl. Oh, I remember now, the girl with studs. Do you reckon it is her?
Yeah, probably.
Can we just call and check?
All right, yeah, I can't think of anyone else it could be.
If that's the case, though, it sounds like she's got a problem with you.
Possibly.
So that small clip has brought it all back, right? You know who it is now.
I think so, yeah. I can't remember her name, but I remember her face.
From one word.
Here's the situation. You now know who she is because
I
of this
phone. Yeah.
So look, we've helped in that sense. What I'm concerned about is that as soon as she heard you, your name and your voice, she
did hang up.
She hung up.
That is slightly worrying, yeah.
What has happened here, please?
Be honest.
I don't know.
Oh, God. I hate it when girls are angry. Let's try once more.
All right.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so we're speaking to Sam. Sam's back again. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
Right, so I want to give this girl studs one more go. Are you ready for it?
I am, yeah.
You said you remember her anyway, so it wouldn't be that awkward now, would it?
No, I don't think so.
Mm. Maybe I'll speak to her.
Yeah, I think you need to speak to her, Scott. I'm sure it's not that she doesn't like you, Sam. I'm sure she was just a bit shocked by the private number.
Yeah, I think it was just a bit
freaked then out. Hung up.
So then hung up. I'm sure it's not personal. We'll find out.
Right, let's just call studs now.
All right.
I'll do the talking, Sam. Leave this one to me.
No worries.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello, is that Studs?
Yeah.
Hello, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, this is me.
I'm ringing you because a guy has got in touch with me called Sam. He had a random number in his phone and he wasn't quite sure who it was to begin with. And he had you in his studs.
Yep.
And what's your real name?
Heidi.
Hi, Heidi. We called you before, but you hung up. You went hello and then just went.
Really?
Yeah. Is it because you recognised Sam's voice?
No. I think it's because I don't really have any friends called Sam. So I was like, who the hell's Sam? And just kind of...
Oh, because he said his name.
Yeah, you see, this is the whole reason we're calling. This is what we're trying to solve, is that you're in his phone as Studs and he wasn't sure who you were, but we now think we're getting to the bottom of this.
Yeah. Do you know Sam?
I think I do, but I think he's saved in my phone as Wolverine.
As what?
Wolverine.
Oh, this gets even better, doesn't it?
Now, do you remember what Wolverine looks like? Why is he called Wolverine in your phone?
He looks like Wolverine.
Let's see if this is him. Is that you, Wolverine?
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm okay, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right, yeah.
So, do you remember being called Wolverine at any point, Sam?
I do, yeah.
Ah.
Back when I was running last year, I had quite large sideburns, so I was known as Wolverine by various people.
So you both know who each other is now?
Yeah.
I think so.
I really like this because, Heidi, you clearly must have thought, who's Wolverine in your phone at some point?
Yeah.
So it's a double fish pie Sue. Yes.
Pretty much.
So you two got on well at Reading Festival?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
But you haven't really stayed in touch?
Not really, no.
Is there anything you want to say to each other?
I don't think so.
I can't really think of anything.
It's good, though.
I was going to ask, are you going to volunteer at Reading in this year?
No, I need to get a job.
Oh, that's a shame. What about last year?
No.
Oh, you let down.
Oh.
I know.
Wolverine sounds disappointed there.
You do sound a bit disappointed, Wolf.
I am.
Oh, she was obviously a lot of fun.
She was entertaining.
Entertaining. Well, I'm quite pleased that, Sam, you have found out who Studs is in your phone.
Yep.
And I'm quite pleased that you, Heidi, have found out who Wolverine is in yours.
Yeah!
Two mysteries solved. Bringing people together.
Yeah.
Thanks, you two. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
The Scott
Mills Daily. Some really nice tweets coming in about that particular fish pie, Sue.
Yeah.
I felt a bit sorry for Wolverine.
A lot of people are kind of cringing.
Yeah.
Over the... I mean, was it... Do we call this a little romance story? I don't know.
I think there may have been a little bit of tension.
There was something... That's the word.
Something there. A bit of sexual tension, maybe. Do you think they did Rudy's?
A few people have texted that. There's a great tweet that's come in saying Wolverine and Studs are definitely texting as soon as they are off air. True that. I bet they're texting now.
I hope so, in a way, because he was genuinely gutted that she's not volunteering at Reading this year.
Yeah, good old Wolverine.
Thanks, Wolves. Thanks, Studs. Have you got one of these numbers in your phone? It's a mystery to you, right? Let me call them up for you on your behalf. You have to do the talking. But it will bring you together. It's great. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Do you remember a while back we were talking about Gail Platt singing on Coronation Street and asking her never to do it again?
It was awful, wasn't it?
It's just that thing which they do in soaps to try and make them sound or look current sometimes. And it just makes you go, oh, cringe.
But I mean, it was as cringeworthy as listening to maybe my mum singing. I mean, it was proper... Yeah.
Stop it, Gail. This was the original one we spotted, which was at the beginning of an episode of Coronation Street where Gail was in her kitchen and decided to start singing Katy Perry. Cause baby, you're a firework. No, Gail! Come and show them what you're worth. Make them go, oh, oh,
oh. As you shoot across the sky. Right. Oof. Awful.
You know this song by Stushy?
Oh, please no.
Gail's been at it again. She's been at it again. Spotted by Grace, one of our listeners. Thanks for this, Grace. Daddy, I'm falling for a monster.
He's got a black heart. I love this.
We don't.
Why does she sing like that? Why does
He's
she sing?
Got a black heart.
It's very weird. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, it's time to do the magazine headlines game. You know those real-life story magazines? If you've not heard this before, I am obsessed with those magazines, with incredible headlines on the front. When you look in the newsagent and the shop, things like, My Amazing Love with a Wall.
Mm. There's a Time Lord in my toilet.
That was a good one. That we was did a good one. Before. So we each call them and just see how long we can stay on the phone selling our story. Okay, so Chris first called them. Called one of these magazines that print these stories, these real-life stories. So Chris calls him, but can he blag the story under pressure? What happens is he'll call, they'll say, hello, magazine. And when they ask him what his story is about, I will hand him a piece of paper with a headline that I've come up with. So remember, he doesn't know what I've written down and what the headline is until they ask. Okay? So you're going to have to blag the story, what his story is about, just from the piece of paper I hand you with the headline on. So, first of all, Chris's call. They'll ask what the story is about, then I'll hand him the piece of paper.
Hello.
Hello, is that the magazine?
Yep, speaking.
Hello, my name's Chris, and I've got a story that I think you might be interested in.
Okay, would you like to tell me a bit more about it?
I would. Sorry.
Would you...
A bee sting made me gay.
Oh, really? When was this?
A few months ago, I was stung by a bee. It was a warm winter's evening.
A warm winter's evening?
Sorry, yep.
Yep.
And this bee came at me and stung me.
Oh, where were you when this happened?
I was in my garden, sunbathing.
In the winter?
In the winter. But as I said, it was a particularly hot day.
Uh-huh, okay.
From that moment, I became gay.
Oh, really? And when did you realise that you were gay?
Probably later that evening. I just noticed things were different about me. And the thing is, when I look back, I can only pinpoint it to that moment that that bee stung me.
And where did the bee sting you?
On the bum.
And how did you realise that you had turned gay?
I just started acting differently. I had an interest in guys. I just found I was listening to different music and things like that.
Okay, what kind of music?
Sort of gay ones.
Are you in a relationship now then?
Yes.
You are? Okay. Well, yeah, do send it over. Would you like the email address?
But as a headline, you think front page, bee sting made me gay?
Well, that's up to the editor, so I couldn't decide on that. And obviously we'd have to check out and make sure that your story was genuine as well.
Okay then, thank you.
Okay, thank you, bye.
Oh, impressive. 1 minute, 40 seconds.
I think I did well there.
Did you like my headline?
Yeah, it was...
You did well.
Yeah, I was trying to work out what you might do, and that was probably the... Well, no, I wouldn't have thought of it.
Very quick thinking there, I thought.
Thank you.
Okay, so same. I call up one of these magazines, the ones that have the real-life stories in. I get through. Then Chris hands me a piece of paper with the headline that he's thought of on it. And then I just got to blag it and blag the story. Here's my one.
Hello.
Hello there. I think I've got a story that you you may want to print in your magazine.
Oh, OK, lovely. What can you tell me about it?
I only eat things I've seen the Kardashians eating.
Oh, okay. How did this come about?
Well, I watch it a lot.
How often do you watch it?
Sometimes I spend whole Sundays watching it, because you know they have those, like, catch-up sessions, don't they, on that channel?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it yourself?
No, I haven't, actually.
Well, I used to eat normally, but then I watch the show a lot, and I even series link it when it's not on, and I've just found myself eating like the Kardashians.
And what kind of diet is that?
It's mostly, it's a very healthy diet.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally, like the slightly bigger one, like we'll have a donut, so I'll have that as well.
And so what have you cut out to be like the Kardashians?
I mean, I've gone way thinner.
Oh, have you? How much weight have you lost?
About 6 stone.
Oh, okay. How much did you weigh before?
18 stone.
And so do you have any pictures of your weight loss at all, like before and after?
Yeah, do you want them?
Yeah, that'd be great. If you could send over pictures, that's definitely something that we could have a look at.
What I'm worried about is now that Kim's had the baby, I'm going to have to start breastfeeding.
Oh, do you also get pregnant at the same time as the Kardashians as well, do you?
No, but that's what I... Well, no, but I tend to copy what they do.
Oh, but Kim doesn't actually drink her own breast milk, surely?
No, but I heard that you can.
Oh, OK. Well, again, if you've got any pictures...
Won't hurt you.
No, not at all. And if you've got any pictures at all of your before and after weight loss, that'd be lovely to send over.
And how much money would a story like this, let's say, go for?
Well, I mean, I do have to look at the pictures first to decide.
Rough idea.
Well, we pay kind of anything from, up to about £1,000.
Okay. All right, well, thanks very much for your help.
Thank you, bye.
Thanks, bye. I think you'll find that I stayed on the phone longer and I've got a guaranteed £1,000.
Good work.
Thank you very much. That was a hard one.
Yeah.
I only eat what the Kardashians eat.
All got a bit weird about halfway through that.
I just panicked.
I know, the breast milk thing was...
I know, but I didn't know what to say, but it's like... Well, I'll just do whatever they do. I think we both did well. We haven't done it for a while. I thought we'd be a bit rusty, but good work. The Scott Mills Daily. It's like the Feet Up Friday crowd have arrived.
Oh, yeah.
They're busy filling in their forms at the moment. I wonder what you have to put on those forms.
I think it's like a little bit of information about yourself.
Name, age,
No, interesting sex. Things. Like name five amazing things about you. Something like that.
Oh, right. So then Greg reads them and then can find out a bit more about them.
Yeah.
Like, I always see them about 3 o'clock and I'm like, wonder what they're putting on their forms.
So what's your party trick? I guess it's stuff like that,
isn't
it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's Mariah Carey and Miguel with Beautiful. Tiny Temper, Pass Out and Biffy Clyro, Opposite. Right, here's the thing. I was on the phone to one of my mates last night. I was in the car to Birmingham, so I had quite a long time. You only think I'm just going to catch up with a few mates. Got a bit of time in my hand. There's this couple I know. And he has just been offered a job in a model agency, not as a model, as just like somebody in admin. But this office is obviously full of girl models.
Mm.
And she is going off about it.
As in not enjoying it?
No, she doesn't want him to do the job, the girlfriend.
Oh, I see.
You see? Not happy at all, because he's going to be around fit girls all day.
Mm. But didn't you say he's doing admins?
Yeah, he is,
so
but he's
not
still...
that good looking himself.
He's at. See, this is awkward if they're listening.
Just be
I
honest.
Said I would, no,
just
I said I wouldn't honest. Say their names.
Well, if he wasn't not good looking, you would have said by now. So he's not good looking.
No, he's not bad looking.
But he's not. Yeah, he's not.
Doesn't matter. He's in a room full of fit models all day.
Yeah.
And he will, she's checked, believe me, he will be in the same office as some of the models sometimes. They will be there.
Yeah.
It's not like he's going to be hidden away from them. So she's not happy. She's almost said to him, I don't think you can say this, but she's kind of saying, she's kind of persuading him or trying to persuade him not to take the job.
Yeah.
But I reckon there are some jobs where your other half goes, nope, sorry, you're not doing it.
Yeah, I can think of one almost immediately. The, you know, the clothes shop where it's almost permanently dark?
Yeah, sure.
Right. I heard this great story about someone I know who got a job there.
Yeah. Where you have to be quite fit.
Well, this is it. They got a job in the stockroom.
Oh.
And different rules.
Really?
Not that I'm saying that that person's not good looking, in case they are listening. Very good looking person, but different rules for the stockroom, from what I understand.
What do you mean? What do you mean, different rules?
Well, you know.
Oh, I see.
That's what I've heard, anyway.
Really?
Yeah. Different rules.
The one where, well, it kind of smells in there, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I do know exactly what you mean. Is that the one where you go in and they go, sup, guys?
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a queue.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, someone worked in the stockroom. They were referred to as trolls in the dungeon.
Unbelievable.
Keep the trolls in there.
Unbelievable.
Keep them in the stockroom. Yeah. Only fit people at the front. Thank you very much.
Trolls in the dungeon.
Some girls have been on. If their boyfriend goes away for a week with work, they want to see pictures of the other girls who are out there with them as well, just to see if they have competition. That's mad.
That's weird.
Okay, well, you say they're not in any competition. Send me a photo.
I like when you have to justify saying who you're with by saying, look, you've got nothing to worry about. They're very ugly. Do you know what I mean? Like,
when have you had to say that?
Well, just, I mean, just, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, right, if you get like
a
text.
If it's a stranger.
If you get a text from someone or something.
Yes.
And it's like, who's that? It's like, oh, don't worry. They're very ugly. Why do you need to say that in the first place? It's really bad.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you know what Matt Edmondson is really good at? Amazing at, in fact.
I'm just trying to...
Oh, come on, someone answer.
Well, no, he's got... I mean, there's lots of good qualities to Matt Edmondson, isn't there?
I tell you what I think he's best at, though. Recapping events with a really funny running commentary through it.
Oh, right.
Do you remember he did this one for Radio 1 Teen Awards last year? And it was brilliant. Loads of people watched it. Poor Matt. Poor Matt. He's spent over 2 days in a dark booth, only being allowed some water and some gruel, and had to watch all the footage of Radio 1's Big Weekend in Derry, Londonderry. All of it. And you know, with Big Weekend, everything is filmed. Like, absolutely everything. And what he's done is put it together, and it's really funny.
Mm.
And it's yours, all yours now, for free from the Radio 1 homepage or on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. It's well worth a watch. It's just, I think it's very clever how he links it all together. It must take ages.
I saw it about an hour ago, and it is really, it's really funny.
Yeah. So if you've got a spare few minutes, call Shav, it's Friday afternoon. Go to the Radio 1 YouTube channel or the Radio 1 homepage. Loads of stars on there, loads of Radio 1 DJs, and Matt Edmondson's extremely amusing take on the events of Radio 1's Big Weekend. Have a look.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now a Friday treat, an unexpected one. Charlie Slough.
Ow! Yeah. Whoa!
Hey.
Hey!
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit different.
Yeah.
Why does Charlie not get a shout out at the end of that song?
In
fact, I even feel slightly snubbed from it.
Oh, come on.
No, not that there's any reason why they should put me on it, but all the same, it's a little bit like, I'm not on there.
Well, that means that everyone should be on there if you should be on there.
I agree.
Well, they're not. It's just for fit people. Not that you're not fit.
Oh. Is this another fattish
joke? No, it's not fattish. Do you know what? I got a really nice tweet yesterday from someone saying that they loved you so much on this show that they now download your...
I saw that. I retweeted it.
Did you?
Yeah,
you
retweet
everything, to be honest. What's it called? Your Sloth Pod?
The Sloth Pod, and the new episode's out today. And guess what? There is an amazing piece of radio in this week's Sloth Pod. I caused beef between my producer, Delisa, and Dizzy Rascal.
Oh.
It was full-blown beef.
Is what it happened? Sick fam?
Sick fam. Dizzy was like, shut up! Like, you just told her to shut up.
Really?
It's a bit rude. I got quite defensive at it, and I was like, did you ever talk to her like that again, cuz? I will make you leave the building.
And did you?
No.
That's on the Sloth Pod. I like it that people are finding your show. It's on 4 till 7 every day on BBC Radio 1 Extra.
You're really helping, so thanks, Scott.
Oh, thank you. I'm loving, every time you come on, I love it, you know that.
Yeah, and I love being here.
We still need to come around your house.
I'm ready.
Okay. We'll make it a summer thing. You can get the barbecue
when
on.
When it's hot, get the barbecue, have a swim.
Oh, watch a bit of Jeremy Kyle.
Bit of Jeremy Kyle.
Yeah, awesome. What a night. Here's Real or No Real.
For his birthday, Wiley's manager gave him a watch.
Okay.
That's it.
Is this a joke?
It's okay.
But, I mean, he's already got one. That's when I start
promising the world. Oh, I see. Rolex.
Tune.
She's wearing my Rolex.
Right, so I don't think he would necessarily need a watch.
Not if you've another got one for his a Rolex. And also, he's not going to be happy with a Folex, is he?
No, Bolex.
Bolex.
That's what they're called.
Down the market.
Down the market.
I think this is real because I think, actually, although that song's out, I don't think he has a watch, which is shown by how sort of
how late he is
he has to turn up to everything, if he turns up at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Very true.
I mean, he's not known for his timekeeping, so neither am I. Do I have a watch on? No, cuz.
Why haven't you got a watch on?
Because I don't wear them, innit?
Why?
Because I don't.
I've never noticed that.
Don't like them.
I always wear a watch, because time is so important to me.
Yes, cuz. So, Wiley, his manager bought him a watch. Hmm. Real or no real?
Good idea. Real.
Yeah. I'm going to say real, because, you know, Wiley's always beefing with his manager on Twitter as well. Like, he says some really horrible things about his manager.
Yeah.
Really, and I think he might have bought him a watch to kind of smooth things over. And
Okay.
Yeah.
So real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Should have done.
He needs one.
Next.
People who typically have large signatures tend to have high self-esteem.
My signature's massive.
Bet it's massive, actually,
Do it. Sign there.
Let's see your signature.
You want to see my signature?
Yeah, yeah. I actually...
Oh, I knew it'd be a massive C.
Yeah, massive C.
Lovely.
Look at that. That's a mess.
What do you mean that's a mess?
Is that your actual signature?
That's art.
Load of nonsense.
What is that?
And then when people ask me to sign things, this is how I sign it.
Charlie, can I have a photo?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you sign it for me?
That's what they say to you.
No,
they don't ever ask me for photos. Yeah. And then that's how I sign like that.
It is a big... It's a large signature.
It's a very big signature. So what was the...
Self-esteem.
Big self-esteem.
Right.
Very, very much, very confident.
Yeah.
Very self-assured.
Mm-hmm. I actually don't have a signature.
You don't have a signature?
No, I can't do it.
No, I had to make one up.
What?
And for when I came to Radio 1, when I had to start signing things.
Really?
And
Can I see yours? Can I see your signature?
Yeah, but no, it's different every time.
Oh, really?
Because I still can't really do it.
I just write my name. Literally,
I don't know when you first do your... When do you first do your signature? Because I...
When you go to the bank?
Yeah, but I don't really have one. Same.
Yeah.
What about your passport?
Yeah, but I just kind of scribble.
But do you know when you renew your passport, if the signature's not the same, that can be a problem.
I know.
I've been there.
So have I. Yeah. So have I. Oh, so, man. Large signatures, big self-esteem, real or no real?
That's real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yeah, there you go.
Makes sense, eh?
Makes sense.
What about this one?
In the year 2000, Kanye West was arrested for stealing printers. He got let off. It turns out they got the wrong man.
Oh, that's happened to me before.
You've been arrested
for stealing
printers.
Almost arrested, and not for printers.
What was it for?
I was doing a show at Radio 1 one day, and I got jumped on by four blokes.
What?
Out in broad daylight, and I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Thought I was being mugged. No, it was actually the police.
What were they doing?
I fitted the description of a burglar in the area.
Oh, my gosh.
So that burglar looks like, who was it? The Riddler. Off old school Batman.
Yeah. Or Ellen DeGeneres.
Have you... There is a picture. If you are at work...
Let's not do this again.
No, please. Scott looks like Gary Lucy. That's please. Who Scott looks like.
Type in... He does a bit, actually.
He's
yes.
a ringer for Gary Lucy. He's go like on, a double. They could be brothers.
Go on the internet, type in The Riddler.
Let me see this one.
And then the image search, it's the old one from the old Batman movies.
Nah, that's not as good as Gary Lucy.
It's amazing.
Let's pull one up of Gary Lucy, because I think that they could be long-lost brothers.
Gary Lucy.
Lucy. Watch this. This is unreal.
I don't look like him.
He does.
Oh, he does. Look at that.
No.
Actually, there, yeah.
Look Ringer. At that. Ringer.
Show.
Brothers.
You are.
Show me.
Look. Oh. Brothers. Look at that.
But at least, look, that's not a bad comparison, is it?
That's
not
a great one.
Ellen DeGeneres.
What?
It's better than getting...
I look more like Ellen.
Do you know what people call me?
What?
Do you know what's his name? David Brennan is his name?
David Brennan?
Do you know the guy who got killed, who died?
No.
In EastEnders.
Bradley?
No, the dad. He had his hair
Max
slipped back.
Brannan?
Not Max, he ain't got no hair. His brother, the evil one.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Anyway, Kanye West arrested for stealing printers.
That's no real.
The same real.
That one's real.
What?
Yeah.
But it wasn't him, though.
It wasn't him, no.
No.
Next.
The mantelpiece in Carol Vorderman's dining room is decorated with 20 years' worth of Countdown teapots.
What was that?
I like that.
Carol Vorderman, she's got 30 years' worth of Countdown teapots on her mantelpiece.
Can I just say the Brannan that I was talking about was Derek Brannan?
Yeah, Derek. Oh, Derek. Yeah. I can see that now.
What do you mean you can see it? See it, cuz.
Yes, it cuz.
Okay. Real or no real? Vorderman's teapots?
Yeah, perks of the job. Real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Okay, at the end of that round of Real or No Real Fridays.
Final one of the week. I scored 10, Charlie scored 20.
Yes! Oh, yes! Oh, yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Derek.
Who said Derek?
Derek. So nice. Derek. He's on BBC Radio 1 Extra
Who
at 4.
Is Derek?
Derek.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm on the holidays for a week, so it's Hugh Stevens next week between 1 and 4, and I'm back a week Monday.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.